This is a very, everybody loves this gospel. But it would have been nice to be there, huh, and hear the Son of God himself give the Bible course and go through the whole, you know. It would have been quite interesting. But he did that for them to strengthen their faith so that they could preach to others and maybe be among those who face death because of it. So he strengthened them. This is an interesting story. Well, first, it's a tradition in Judaism that when you really enter the Word of God, you finally return to the fire of Sinai. And at the fire of Sinai, you understand. So they tell the story of these two old rabbis who were invited to a party celebrating the circumcision of the young boy in the house. And the host put these two venerable old men in a room, said, "Now, you know, I'll be back to take care of you." And he went on with the party. So the two old rabbis said to one another, "Why don't we enjoy ourselves too? Why don't we string pearls?" Now, to string pearls, lachros, make a haritza. It means to penetrate a text and see how it relates to another text, and to that text, to another text. So you string pearls, you see? And as you continue to do this, you return to the source of revelation, the fire of Sinai. And so the story is told that, you see, they were doing this, and pretty soon the whole room was filled with the fire of Sinai. So the master of the house came in and said, "You're going to burn my house down." And they said, "No, you don't understand. This is the fire of Sinai. It will enlighten you. It will rejoice you. It will purify you. But it will never harm you." Now, let's go to what Jesus did, okay? Beginning with Moses, Torah, and all the prophets, Nevi'im, you see, he interpreted to them what referred to him. In other words, he was taking them through the law, the prophets, and the writings, huh? And showing. And what happened to them? Was not our heart burning? He took them to the fire of Sinai and showed them who he is from the scriptures. Can you imagine what a thrill that is? To have the Lord himself open up the scriptures for you, bring you back to the fire of Sinai so that your heart is burning with love and understanding of the scriptures. That is one of the fruits of the resurrection. And if we go to him and say, "Lord, instruct us," he will. And he may take us from the law to the prophets to the writings, from the law to the prophets to the writings. And if he does, then your heart will burn with love for him. And with understanding, the thrill of understanding God's plan. What a grace, right? It's the grace of Easter. It's the grace that these two fellows had. Because what does it say here in the text? Then beginning with Moses, HaTorah, and the prophets, HaNevi'im, and it doesn't mention the writings, but he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. And so then, well, stay with us. It's nearly evening and the day's almost over. So he went in to stay with them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. Did you see the Mass? First the Lord breaks the word for us, and then he breaks the bread. That's the Mass. And there's the structure of it with these two fellas on the way to Emmaus. Huh? And so it happened while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. That's the Mass, isn't it? We're here with Jesus, and he will show us, open up our spirits, so that we understand the Scriptures, and our hearts are burning. It's the fire of Sinai. And then that's completed when he himself, the Word of God made flesh, the Word of God made bread, feeds us. And then our eyes are opened. And that's the role of the Word at Mass, is to get us to that point where our hearts are really burning, really yearning for the Lord. And he comes. And we recognize him. So that's the fruit. The fruit of the resurrection is the understanding of Scripture. You might remember the rest of the story, huh? The two of them run back now to Jerusalem. We've seen the Lord. We've seen the Lord. And while they're there, telling everybody, who shows up? Jesus. And what does he do? And beginning with the law and the prophets and the writings, he pointed out to them all. It might even be tomorrow's reading. Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. They're still speaking about this. They're back there now. This is tomorrow's homily, so you won't have to have one, I guess. And then it says, these are the words that I spoke with you when I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Do you hear it? The law, the prophets, and the writings. You see, must be fulfilled. And then he opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. That is the grace of Easter. So if you go home and begin to read the Bible and beg the Lord to be there with you, you will understand. And that's the fruit of the resurrection, that it all begins to make sense. And we understand who Jesus is. So we have this text today, and we have one tomorrow. The grace of Easter is to understand the Scriptures.